Paradise Town Board meeting for March
28th, 2023. Any cell phones, tablets, anything you have that makes noise so we don't disrupt the meeting. And if you need to have a discussion with your neighbor, if you'd mind taking it out back so that we don't interrupt the speakers. There are items on the agenda this evening may be taken out of order. We may combine two or more items at a time. No action will be taken on any matter other than what is listed on tonight's agenda. If we could show that the record that all members are in attendance this evening, and if I could get staff introductions, where is our planning gentleman? There he is.
Brady Bernhardt, Conference of Planning.
My name is Alvaro Lozano, I'm with Commissioner Jim Mason's office.
My name is Blanca Vasquez, I'm with Park County Commissioner Gibson's office, and I'm also your secretary tonight.
Thank you. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone who has any comments at this time? Okay, seeing none, I go through the approval of the minutes for March 14th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve the minutes for March 14th, 2023 with no changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for March 14th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And approval of the agenda for March 28th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for March 28th, 2023 with no changes.
Motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening. Is all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any informational items, Blanca?
Yes, there's a couple, just a couple of events. We've got flyers up here in front. We've got a Eggapalooza Easter event scheduled for April 1st here at Clark County's Paradise Park. And then we also have a sand volleyball grand reopening of the sand volleyball course at Sunset Park. And that is scheduled for April 15th. And if you want more information, feel free to grab a flyer on that.
Thank you. We're going to go into planning and zoning. Item number one, DR 230071, HFC Acceptance LLC. A design review for a vehicle wash on 1 acre in an MD design manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road, 360 feet east of Spencer Street within Paradise. If you could use the microphone and give us your name and address for the record, and actually you can put one of those
Good evening, Sheldon Cohen, C-O-L-E-N.
On the, there you go. Okay.
2525 West Horizon Ridge, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. The project in front of you is located just to the west of Eastern on Sunset, across from the airport, in an area that's been pretty empty for a while and has now seen a little bit of development going on. This is a, I would like to say, common item that's being brought around the city is the car washes. You've seen them probably everywhere you go, new and old. This developer has been involved in the city, county for many years now. This is, I believe, his eighth one that he has done. It's 4,600 square foot, single tunnel, and as you can see from some of the documents I have in front of you, what it looks like, standard feel for these kind of developments. and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
This is by HFC, which generally finances the fleets for like rental cars and what have you, but they're also doing car washes.
I believe the purchase isn't done 100%, so they have to be the ones that sign it.
Uh-huh.
The new person buying it is Chet Cox. He has done projects here in town as an individual for many years.
Right, but he was involved also with LUV, is that correct?
I do not know his involvement.
But he's going to be the one that's doing this.
Chet Cox is, yes.
Okay. So the only thing this is going to be is a car wash.
Oh, yeah. I don't have much more room to do anything else.
I just want to be sure.
I'm going to double check that this is entirely contained. The drainage is going to go straight underneath. There's not going to be water runoff.
Yes, you're 100% correct.
Just looking at the grades, I was like, that could get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make a motion?
Madam Chair, if no one else has any comments or questions, I have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 2, VS 230062, Wigwam Ranch East Estates HOA, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Wigwam Avenue and Ford Avenue, and between Bruce Street and Treasure Trove Street, and a portion of the right-of-way being Indian Run Falls Lane, located between Wigwam Avenue and Ford Avenue within Paradise.
How are you? I'm Mikaya with ACG Design, and we're here for the...
Can we get your last name and your address?
Oh, last name and address. Magdaleno, Magdaleno, and then address for project or...
For your company called this.
Is 4310 Cameron Street. The project that we have in front of you now is to, we're trying to vacate the right-of-way Indian Run Falls Lane so that the HOA can put a gate for the community.
Okay, is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. So it's just that one street ends at a cul-de-sac and they want to put a gate on it.
Madam Chair, if no one has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve subject staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You're going to go on to something. Hold on a second.
Planning Commission
418. On 418. Thank you. I always forget that part. Thank you. Okay, items number 3 and 4, if I can ask the applicant, do you want those combined or do you need them separate?
No, they can be combined.
They can be, okay. Yep. So item number 3, VS230086, Decatur Capital Management LLC, vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County, located between Decatur Boulevard and Oolong Boulevard, and between Russell Road and Aquindo Road within Paradise. And item number 4, WS230085, Decatur Capital Management LLC, waiver of development standards to reduce driveway throat depth, design review for a proposed restaurant within a retail center on 2.5 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE60 zone, generally located on the east side of Decatur Boulevard and the south side of Russell Road within Paradise. Name and address, please.
Brandon Epperson, EPP, ERSON. Address is 5555 East Van Buren, Phoenix, Arizona, 85008. So I represent Sal Lingo, the real estate manager for them. We're a drive-through only restaurant company that specializes in salads and wraps, as well as specialty drinks like lemonades. We are developing the site at the corner of Russell and Decatur Boulevard. We're bringing to you tonight the two items, one to vacate an easement. I don't have a presentation showing that, but it's a patent easement that runs in the middle of the site and then over to the east side of the property. I don't believe there's any issues with vacating that easement. It's a patent easement from 1938, I believe, and was created for small tracts of land, ingress, egress, and utility easements for that for small tracts of land. This has been developed into a large parcel with all the easements associated. So just wanted to clear that up. And then the site itself is an 18 car stack with 14 parking. We're required to have 8, so we are meeting that requirement. The drive through starts over here on the east side of the back of the property, doubles up and then merges into a single drive through pickup window on the west side of the property. That's a little bit about us and our site. If you have any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. I actually got to stop and have one of your salads 2 weeks ago in Phoenix, and they are great.
Oh, that's so good to hear. We actually have a site open in Vegas now up on Craig and Arcata, so if you guys get a chance, go try it. It's an amazing concept.
It's a very good concept. If no one has any questions, do you have?
It's just hard to do a design review when we only have the overhead. But, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be a one-story.
It's green.
It's upside down. Oh, no.
We build our restaurants upside down. It's a lot of attention. So.
Okay.
So if you were looking at this from the east side, these are the east elevations, these are the west elevations. So cars would be pulling up on here on the east side of the property. The west side view from the street looks like this.
Okay.
And strictly drive-up.
Strictly drive-through only. There is a pickup window,
okay.
But there is no on-site dining.
They're about the size of a Dutch booth, right?
Yeah, exactly, about 800 square feet. Yeah, it's just a kitchen inside.
I just hope it doesn't back up like Dutch coffee.
No.
With an 18-car double stack, if they manage that.
Yeah, we will be happy.
Well, I'll go ahead and make the motion then to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That was for items 3 and 4 we just voted on. Everyone in agreement?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. And you go on to Planning Commission on 418.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 5, AR23400017, UC200087, 5000 Boulder Highway LLC, a use permit, fourth application for review for an existing vehicle maintenance automobile facility. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce the separation from an automobile maintenance facility to a residential use. Two, alternative design standards. Three, increase fence height. And four, allow temporary signs banner to be permanent. Design reviews for the following. One, vehicle maintenance automobile facility. Two, signage on 0.6 acres in an H2 general highway frontage zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Boulder Highway and Nellis Boulevard within Paradise.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Maria Verduzco, B-E-R-D-U-D-C-O, 5000 Boulder Highway. And here we are again. I don't know. Everything's still the same as last time.
We just changed
the... We just changed the general contractor. Yeah. For the... permits for the carports or the garage. Yeah, we changed him because the general contractor before, his older guy, and he couldn't submit all the applications correctly, so we're back and forth with him, so we have to change that general contractor. We just hired another. So we'll see how he does with all these permits for the carports, so we can go and keep going to, because we hire another company so we can redone another carport correctly this time, so we can get everything else more cleaner than how it looks right now.
Okay, so anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. John?
Yeah. 8 years.
A lot of years.
8 years of 1 to 6 months to a year review, trying to get this right. 8 years. And in the last few years, it's been every 6 months we see you in here. Can you slide that over just a little bit so I can see the pictures over here on the, what will be my left. So that's how your property looks today.
That's how it looks right now. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. If you could put those up one at a time, I appreciate it. I'll narrate them. These pictures were taken today at 12:30 in the afternoon. 1227. That's the corner at Nellis and Boulder Highway. It's full of tires, rims, not what you got in your picture. That one there is taken from the other direction, going towards Nellis on Boulder Highway, with all the little signs and everything else that aren't permitted. Next one. That's the side entry that's not really supposed to be there. Yeah. And a little storage to boot on someone else's property. Next one, please. That's the front. Now, the way you're supposed to be set up is cars are supposed to be able to go in, go around the building, come out, except you've decided to turn that into a car lot. And you've got two cars there for sale. And along the side of the building, you've got tires and rims. Now, in your document, you stated to the effect that you had gotten rid of some of the tires and what have you, but you're keeping enough on hand to do business. Well, really, you haven't gotten rid of them. You've just moved them around on the side of the building and out on the street corner. Is there another picture there, I think?
One last one.
Yeah. Those are the cars. And if we went back to that one where the side entrance is, if that's your idea of an intense landscaping, there's one whole house that's been left out in the corner. And it's hard to see from here because I took it from a distance. But I'm assuming those trees a little bit farther on beyond the building are the ones you planted? But there's a little stick tree right there. That's not exactly an intense landscaping. And this other tree, I believe, is on your property. It's all butchered to death, but
still alive.
Yeah.
Still alive.
So the problem that I have is that you're telling us one thing, and just like last time, I'm getting something else. I actually expected that I would go out there, and like usual, just before there's a meeting, you get it all cleaned up.
Last time,
that didn't happen this time.
Last time we've been told those tires, we bring them out and then we put them back in. Every day.
They're not supposed to be out there. We have the same problem up on Tropicana. Believe it or not, they've actually cleaned up. Their properties look better than yours. And the other thing that gets me is that you've worked really hard to develop this business, and you're getting the business. You're on one of the most busy intersections on the east side of town, and if you take out the strip, it's one of probably the busiest intersections in the valley. Okay? You don't need all that to do the business you're doing. With all the banner signs, that's another issue I have. I wanted to ask the county what constitutes a temporary sign, because now they want to make the temporary signs that were approved in 2020, almost 3 years ago. They want to make those permanent.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have a definition for temporary signs. I didn't read it, but I mean, they just need to follow what the code is or get approval.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to be having tires out there and rims and everything else. I don't know what to say. This has been going on for 8 years.
Yeah. Well, the tires we take them out every day and we put them in every day. Yeah.
They're not supposed to be out here at all. And the shed, these structures that you built, you mentioned Google Maps, okay, and said, well, those are out of date because Google does take a long time to update their photos, but the county doesn't go on Google Maps. Okay, they get updated every 6 months or so. So, and you want permits to build the shade covers, I guess, for your tires and everything? You want a permit? For what you've already built without the permits. And you know you need the permits.
Yeah,
we've gone through this before.
But that was a long time ago. That's when we just started there. I mean, when he just started, and then he came to me, mm-hmm. and then my name, 2015.
I mean, it's admirable that you've got this business going, and you don't need all this stuff like that. Everybody knows you're there. You've got two tall, very tall signs on the property that you're using, not to mention what you have running up the pole to the sign. You've got, the whole building is almost a sign. If you're relying on signs for your business, you've got more problems than you think you have. If you think your signs are going to do it. You painted the building really nice, even though the whole building's a sign. It still looks pretty decent. So why do you just kind of like trash it up? I don't get that.
Sometimes it's just funny because customers get there and they're like, oh, I never seen you guys before. So sometimes that makes us feel like, really? We're right here in front of everybody. But we're like on a, I don't know how to explain it. You know how the property right next door to us is on mm-hmm. a little higher level?
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes we feel like people don't see us because we're like,
But here in this report too, driving in, you're supposed to have that clear so you have traffic can go through the property. They can't do it. There's no way. Not with used cars for sale on one side and tires and rims. And you know that. That was a condition way back when we started this whole thing 8 years ago. And one of the planning commissioners and I came out there. So what are they doing? Going through the property and then exiting out this back? And that's not what you're telling us. Not what you're telling us. Nothing you have told us every time you come in here is what's happened. And I'm tired of it. I mean, we have to have you in here every 6 months just to make sure that you're halfway. And there's always an excuse, always an excuse. It's always something. And now you want more time and more time. So what can you do to fix it? You know, I think you really
you know what to do.
You know what to do, but if you're having a problem with it, get yourself a consultant. They're all over the place. And they'll explain it to you. And then you'll know exactly what you need to do to stop this having to come in here every 6 months. Or have code enforcement coming out and paying you a visit. They really can't help you. And they're out there. Some of them are attorneys. Some of them are consultants that used to work for the county. And they can explain it to you. But really, all you need to do is clean it up.
So you want us to remove all the signs and the tires? that we put on the front every day and we remove, correct?
And you've got to clear that side so you have the traffic circle around your building for ingress and egress out of the property. You've got to get that done.
Okay.
I mean, you've got a mess there now. If you had a fire, the fire department would even have a problem dealing with it. What can you do to clean it up, and how soon can you do it? I mean, you don't have to be to the Board of County Commissioners till the 19th of April.
No, we'll remove it.
I don't know. I mean, even if you clean it up is one thing, but...
But keeping it clean is the other
But,
one.
You know, not having your permits since... you got sent out to get them in June of 2020. Okay, then we had COVID. So then you came back in February of 21. And so, 2 years and you still can't get permits? I don't understand.
You get the wrong guy.
For 2 years, so you held on to him for 2 years?
You're talking about the carports?
For the carports. You still don't have the permits.
Nope.
That's ridiculous. How do you run a business?
And it's not like on me because there's nothing we can do. It has to be the general contractor.
Yes, you do. You hired the general contractor. He didn't do it on his own to say, hey, I'll come by and just build these carports.
When COVID started, everything changed on the Clark County on Russell. Everything changed. You have to do everything by
okay.
The system.
And when he couldn't do it the first time it got rejected, why didn't you get a new contractor?
Because we pay so much money to him.
Well, he has to pay it back. And again, you're trying to run a business. You don't pay people up front. That's a mistake.
We do pay when he starts doing the job.
Because without a permit. So you keep breaking rules and saying, I'm sorry we didn't know, I'm sorry we didn't know. You knew, you broke them anyway. See, you're digging yourself a hole. You're just digging yourself a hole.
We're just trying really hard.
No, you're not.
Understand the
8 years is not trying really hard. 8 years is not trying really hard. 8 years is piddling around. Do you like coming here and having John and I yell at you? We've both been here for 8 years.
We don't like this.
Why don't you fix it?
We're trying. It's not just this. Like, I don't want to put this, but it's just not this. I have a son that has almost 6 years old. Like, he's a special needs. He's been through so many surgeries. I know you guys don't care about this, but that's...
No, I care about it. I would like to see you be successful with this, and I think you can. You have been. I just don't think that you need all of that around there. You need to start following the rules. Some of this is very easy to clear up. You don't need any permits to get this all cleared up, other than carports that you need.
Did your contractor have a license?
Yes.
He's right here. His name is De La H Contractors.
How do you spell that?
Is DEL and then H and then contractors. And his name is.
And that's the current one you have right now, not the one that you had to.
That's the one we have right now.
And has he given you a date on the? Because usually, like when you're applying for the permits, they give dates. And I know they're running behind. They've been here a lot longer. I'm kind of new to the board, but I mean, being in the industry, when you apply for it, you get the permit. So what has he told you about the permits? He's had to apply. Has he even
applied? He just applied. He just put the application in. It didn't print the date in there because I guess he just sent us a picture telling us that he put the paperwork in. So I guess it's in review right now. So we're just waiting on that. And then I have to go so they can attach me so I can see.
And that's the carports, right? That's
yes,
where
for the carports, yes.
I think that, I'd like part of this, a great deal of it, they could clear up on their own. They don't need permits to do this. But you've got to understand that you have to have that ingress and egress, and it's not out the back door across someone else's property. and storage and everything else. That's not even supposed to be open. You had the permits to get this, the banner signs back in 2020, I believe. So now you're just trying to get those approved, which I'm not a big fan of. But the problem that I have is it makes that corner, you know, Boulder Highway is bad enough without adding to the problem. Okay, and some of that has been cleaned up in there. But you've got to get those tires and stuff off the corner. At one point, you had the rims, I think, up against the building or something. And then you took them inside. I don't recall exactly where they were. And that other side is supposed to be for the cars to get out. And that has to go. And you're not a used car lot. So part of me says that you can get that all cleaned up and resolve that, and then get it to look like you've got it written. But what you've got here, what you showed us on there, is totally opposite of what I've got up there earlier. And to me, that's just not, you're not being straightforward with this. You're not being honest with us. And you're feeding us a bunch of lies. We live here. We know what you're doing over there. So you've got to get that cleaned up. I don't know what you want to do about the permits, but you know they don't have to be to the BCC until the 19th of April. So they've got time to clean up a good portion of what they presented themselves as. Well, but then the other issue is, it's got to stay that way. Or you're going to be coming back, after a while, we're just going to say no. If they don't do it tonight, I can't tell you what the board's going to do. So,
well, we've got another 6 month review, which is plenty of time for them to get the permits. They do have a licensed contractor. At least the name that's on there is shown as a small business contractor. So, you know, I think it's a waste of time to have them come back before the 19th, because,
well,
they need to get the permits and finish the thing and have them. I'd like to see them in 6 months say, I'm totally done. There's landscaping the way it's supposed to be. The tires are gone. The signs are gone. I'm not selling cars anymore.
I want their agreement that they are going to get this cleaned up the way it's supposed to be, the way you're presenting it in this document. Almost the way you had it presented up there. Okay? Because if not, these pictures and this, I'm getting with the planning commissioner, and I'm going to get with TIC. And when you go to that Board of County Commissioners, it better be cleaned up. Because if it's not, I'm going to be there. And if I'm not there, I will let him know.
Oh, last chance. Very last chance. I'll make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions, which is a 6 month review. You'll be back here in 6 months, and that you and all other preliminary staff conditions.
And their agreement that they're going to clean it up before the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay, all in
they
favor?
Agree to that.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
They
moved.
Conditions were to
before. Yeah, they agreed to that.
And
6 months.
Sorry, I was just.
Was that it?
And the regular staff conditions.
I was just saying if
you were. Yeah, planning commission staff.
Same condition as the last 8 years.
And I'm going to forward these to you. I have more, so I'll score it all.
It's not fair to other people who don't get that chance. Okay, item number 6 and 7, are you okay combining those?
Just 6.
Just 6? Okay. No problem. Item number 6, UC230090 TRRAC LLC. These permits for the following: 1, a minor training facility, and 2, a dormitory. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased wall height, 2 alternative landscaping, 3 reduced trash enclosure setback, and 4 allow alternative design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1 alternative parking lot landscaping and 2 minor training facility and dormitory on 1.2 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the north side of Twain Avenue, 210 feet west of the Pecos McLeod Interconnect within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Ann Johnson. Is it on?
I don't think it's on.
There you go.
Good evening. There you go.
Ann Johnson is Starlight Studios, A&E, JOHNSLN, 1489 West Warm Springs Road, number 110. Number 7 about 890124. So I'm here to represent the applicant, Family Promise of Las Vegas. They are a well-established local nonprofit that's been serving families and children for over 30 years here in Southern Nevada. And the proposed development is just over 12,000 square feet. It's located just a little west of Pecos McLeod on Twain Avenue. The site here is CP. The adjacent sites are CP, and then there's multi-family residential next to it. Across from. And so what we bring here today is use permits for minor training facility and dormitory. This is used for headquarters, administrative offices, and a facility to support and house families. Their mission is to keep families in permanent housing. And there are 10 bridge apartments that are at the back of the property for families as they're getting back into permanent housing. And that's really the gist of it in terms of our waivers of development standards. That's coming about because there are extensive utility and other easements on the property. So in order to get our fire access, in order to stay clear of those easements that we can't build in, we're asking for the waivers of development standards. It's kind of a puzzle to get everything on there. And to offset the landscape where we're not able to provide a full buffer, show you where we have more extensive landscaping at the front of the property, also at the rear of the property, and the east side of the property where we're able to plant. I don't know that you really need to say more. Everything else is in the application and the materials you've been provided, but I'm here to answer questions.
Do you have anything that shows what the building is going to look
yes.
like?
Yes, of course. These are the elevations. So this is the front facing Twain. It's a long, narrow lot, so for the most part, this is not visible from the street. We're just really seeing this. So it's low profile, it's lower than most of the adjacent homes. And in keeping with the materials that are used by the adjacent commercial properties.
Anything else?
I don't have anything that I need to add, but I'm happy to answer questions.
Why don't you put the other one back up for your presentation?
Which other one?
The
site plan?
The first one you had up there. Just orient us on the streets. Location before we move on for the audience.
This is the site plan?
Just orient where the street is. What?
Yes, so this is Twain, mm-hmm. and then Pecos McLeod is over here. So this is the front view.
I just wanted to be clear for the people.
Of course, there. Yes.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, I'm going to ask you to come up one at a time, use the microphone, and give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Nelson Lassiter, Lassiter, L-A-S-I-T-E-R. I'm located at 3065 East Twain. That's my home, 3065 East Twain Avenue, Las Vegas, 89121. I'd like to give a little background. Information here. I would like to point out that we only received this Department of Comprehensive Planning use planning postcard just yesterday. I believe it's legally ethical that I should have received a 10-day notification, and maybe this is, if we have more.
Yeah, let's clear that up for everybody.
People may have showed up.
The postcards are based off of the planning board and the Board of Commissioners. It's not based off us.
Okay.
So it's to give you enough notification to go to where they make the final decision, not here.
Not the discussion.
Not the discussion.
I just wanted to say there might have been a better turnout if
we understand. We had no control over that.
We hear it every
though.
Year, but there's nothing we can do about it.
It's state law.
It's not been possible to explore all the changes that are being requested for this project, which is being forced upon us with no prior consideration as to our concerns about how it will affect the safety, quiet enjoyment, and the property values of our homes. I believe this is a 12,000 square foot structure referred to as a minor training facility and dormitory for the homeless families. Through correspondence with a nonprofit organization that was gifted this 1.2 acre property by the Clark County Commission, we were advised the facility will be in operation 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in addition to supplying 10 transitional apartments where people will be living there. I certainly understand that there's a homeless problem, but I do not believe that this facility belongs next to a designated rural preservation, low density residential neighborhood. However, it appears that our concerns have not been considered, and regardless of our concerns, our safety, our home values, certainly setbacks, architectural styles, alternative design styles, landscaping decisions cannot be allowed to negatively impact our upscale neighborhood, which prohibits multifamily dwellings. It's my opinion that the facility should be made to blend in with the current color palette, the design style of the existing neighborhood, so as not to detract further from our style, our ambiance, which we have our homes that we selected and lived there for a number of years. Although the county did not feel the need to protect our neighborhood values, I believe we should at least allow to have adequate time to review these designs and discuss these designs. This is the first that we've seen. These were not available until right now. I don't think, I urge you not to vote on this until the neighborhood is allowed to comment and look at this. So please don't let this project go forward without hearing more feedback and have a chance to review. And if this is going to be forced on us, I'd like to at least make it as inconspicuous as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Anyone? Can we get your name and address, please?
Daniel Combs, 3051 Murado Court. In the condominiums, Sunrise Villa 6, that butts right up against this proposed development. Like the gentleman said, I just got the card yesterday, so just kind of wondering what this is for, training facility and dormitory for what? That's really all the questions I have.
Okay, we can have that further explained.
She'll have an opportunity to answer your question.
Okay.
Anyone else who'd like to say anything? Once I close it to the public, you can't say anything again. Last chance. Okay, I'm going to close to the public and open it to the board. And Ann, I'll give you a chance if you'd like to further explain some of the things that have come up about the design and the landscape. The town board meeting is the opportunity for you all to be able to learn about it. While we make a recommendation, the final decision is with the Board of County Commissioners on the 419 meeting. But this gives you an opportunity to learn more about the project, see the plans, and have their spokesperson answer your questions. So, and I think the ones that came up the most were how it was going to blend into the community, and if you could explain a little bit more about who the people are that use your facilities.
I think it would help for that part too, is to talk about what's in this documentation that we have as far as what you're doing, how long they'll be there, the training, that sort of thing.
So again, this is the mission is to keep families in permanent housing, providing those services. So this is an appointment only facility. It is not what we portrayed as a homeless center. That's not
so there. People cannot just stop by any time for services. They make an appointment, and how are they referred to you? How do they find?
So this is through other social service agencies.
So another social service agency would say, make an appointment to please go to this particular facility.
Correct.
Okay. And through that, then they are given whatever services you provide at that appointment. What are the apartments that you're describing? Do you actually have people live there for a short period of time?
It's a short period of use while people, again, are achieving their permanent housing. So when they're in a circumstance where they've lost their permanent housing, and that's why we call them bridge apartments, they're transitioning from that loss back into permanent housing.
And so these are people who have to be qualified to go there. They probably have jobs and children.
Correct.
And they're just looking for a place to be until their permanent house to go in there. They're not going to be there long term. And there's only five of them.
That's correct.
So there'd be five families at a time.
Yes. And okay. Again, they've been vetted by the providers and by this nonprofit. And they're at the rear of the property, so it's very quiet coming and going. And we are located in this CP zone area.
Okay.
So what type of training do you provide?
I think really because that Terry's
Sure.
Executive director. Like operation, I'm the architect, so I can
oh, you can only, there you go.
They're generally there a short period of time, and you provide them with living, with training they need to make a living and that sort of thing.
So Terry, if you could give us your name.
My name is Terry Lindemann. I'm the executive director of Family Promise.
Can we have an address real quick?
Yeah, 3532 Madrid. I live in this district.
Okay.
So good evening, Madam Chairman and Board. Yes, I'd love to answer some of your questions. And I'm glad that Mr. Lassiter came tonight. I did speak with his wife in December when we had our community meeting. We set a card out. They were unable to attend at that time.
Okay.
But I did let Mrs. Lassiter know that our design is in our Share the Promise website. So this has been up for probably a year to the public, and we drive people there to see it. Our goal for this project is to assist families with children, have a place that they can live and learn and thrive, and then go back to permanent housing after 3 to 4 months in a much more self-sufficient position. We work closely with Clark County. We get a lot of referrals from the county, from everywhere, from Nevada 211. We're known as the actually premier agency to keep intact families together for 26 years in Clark County. And this will be our first permanent building. We are not building a shelter. It's affordable housing. They're like efficiency apartments. And our dream and our goal is there'll be an education room here so we can have classes for the families in between their work schedules and accommodate their times so that they can learn new education that might help them get a better job. Our goal when families come into our program is to help them elevate their ability to earn a better wage. The children are in school during the day, the parents are looking for work or working, And we have been next to high school in our 26 years. We've been on Commercial Street, Maryland Parkway. We are currently at 3690 East Tropicana. We lease the offices of Community Lutheran until our building is done without any concerns or complaints by any neighbors. We've been next door to a daycare center, the Ninth Bridge Center, and we're always good neighbors. And we do care about the neighbors. We took a volunteer group about 2 weeks ago to totally strip the land of weeds and bushes and shrubs. And we just want a place to call our own, to provide services for families with children, and help those families then go back out into permanent housing after 3 to 4 months in a much better position to never experience homelessness again.
So you're, as far as security, you haven't had any issues?
No. And we will have security in this building. We'll have 24-hour staff. We'll have staff during the day, staff during the night. The architect and our project manager have worked on great security systems. We have talked to a lot of the neighbors in the next door condominiums, and many of them were in favor at our December meeting. Okay. And voiced that when we were out cleaning the land. And I understand that neighbors are going to worry about people coming in, but I can guarantee we're going to be really great neighbors.
Well, that, unfortunately, that street has the welfare department on it. It's got Urban League. There's a lot of different types of homeless people in the area, so yeah. I'm sure it frightens people, but I very much appreciate that you had a community meeting. That's one of the things we usually ask for, so there has been notice beyond the call.
Yeah, we did it in December, and because I live in this district, it's really important that I hope people understand we're helping families with children. You don't see them on the street. They're
right.
Hiding. They don't want their children taken away. I am just as dismayed at the man who's camping on the sidewalk on the corner of Flamingo and
Pecos.
And he's on his bed, he's on his cell phone.
Yeah, he was really loud today.
Yeah, that is not who we help. We're helping families. They had maybe a marital breakup, maybe somebody got sick. During the pandemic, that was especially difficult for so many families, and we helped so many. So, do you have any other questions?
I think as far as on the architectural side, if you can just go, you went through the landscaping kind of quick.
That would be Anne.
Yeah, and if you could just show us the buffering you're doing.
Sure, and this is shielded from the neighbors to a certain degree too because of the cross section.
It's like a magic trick.
I think it was like board number two.
So we're kind of shielded down here next to the condominiums on this side, and we're shielded from the commercial property to the north. And I'll show the So again, due to the easements, we have limitations on where we can plant because we're legally not allowed to in this whole zone right here. So we have a skinny little buffer zone. We're still providing a buffer zone of landscaping right there, and it's under a power utility easement. And for that reason, we have to keep some smaller trees. But there's some tree-like shrubs that are located here. It's kind of the property, more densely planted right here in the front, so we're trying to, again, be nice neighbors and provide an attractive screen off of train. We're able to provide more dense planting here along the east side of the property, and then at the entry garden here. There's supplemental landscape available in the courtyard, and then we have a dense landscape in the back, off the north end of the property.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions? I just think we might need to have a comment that's like they're going to try to blend in with the neighborhood overall design, like the building, like the roofing and whatever, so it doesn't stick out.
as a beautiful brand new design architectural building in an area that is, well, good, not maybe, you know, built in the 1960s, is that what? I feel like the club was in the 1960s, which had a different design aesthetic to the 2020s. But that just means talking to your neighbors and making sure that the overall look is acceptable and it doesn't look like you built a shiny new brain institute next to it, which is my favorite example of terrible design, which I'm not saying there's this.
This is a really, to be fair, this is a very diverse neighborhood. When you are on Twain at this point, headed west, you actually see the sphere landing like a spaceship centered on Twain and the view of the strip. But even in the neighborhood, like we cruised around the neighborhood and looked at what was there, and there are a number of more contemporary homes that do not have the tile roofs. They have a hidden roof system like we do. They're clad in a stucco system like ours is, and even the commercial properties that are along McLeod and turning the corner to Twain are also using a stucco system and kind of simple form, simple massing. One thing that we did do is
I just like making you go through the parts.
to be in the in more of the scale or the massing, and I know I'm using jargon a little bit, but this is just like the width of the fronts of the house. When we looked at the neighborhood properties, often you have something like you have either a garage pushing forward or back. It's, you know, maybe about 20, 24 feet wide. And the forms that we use in the front of this property are doing a similar thing. You can see, I'll flip back and forth, and you can see here at the front we have those forms pushing forward and back, so that it has a more residential scale and character. And this is really because we want this to feel like coming home for everyone that comes in through this door, that it's a welcoming experience. It doesn't feel overwhelming. There's a shade structure over the door. Again, trying to use some residential motifs, even though we're not directly mimicking the neighborhood. And this is a nice entry garden with planting. So there's lots of, again, in the front, there's lots of shielding with landscape plants. And like, compared to what is there now, which is an empty lot with encampments, you know, this is going to be a beautiful neighbor in addition to.
Can I ask you a quick question? On the trashing, the trash that you want to waiver on the setback, how close is the distance for the condo that sits on the other side of the wall versus where does your trash, because I know when my trash picks up, it's loud. So, I mean, that was the only problem I had with it, is where the trash was versus the commercial property to the right of the property, I think it is, which would be, I don't know what direction it, to the left where the condos are.
Yep, and I'm looking at my map.
Okay.
We did numbers. And actually, I don't have a visual of those condos, but immediately next to this property line is common area. So there are some sport courts and some other common area. So the residences are not immediately next to the property line. And then we are still set back. So you can see this just from the property line itself is a setback of over 38 feet. And then I was just looking for my map here. When I look at the face of the properties.
The condos are like 10 feet from the wall.
Well, that's what I thought too when I looked at it. I didn't get a chance to get on the property, but I looked at it and it was close. So that was my only concern, is like, if you're talking about the only way in, the trash guy has to come down the one side, and if someone's window is there,
well,
that's why I was wondering if we could move it, or if he's saying, because he lives on the property, so I kind of have to take his word how close that wall is that you're thinking of putting next to condo. So that's the only thing, that's the only concern I had.
You don't have to take his word. I mean, you can actually look at Gizmo and see if there are measuring tools available there. And so when we measured it, because we did it, because there's a residential setback.
So it's closer to
so
tennis courts.
Where is it?
It's actually,
right,
there's more than 50 foot separation.
Where is it on there?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
That's right here.
Yeah. They can't see that.
Yeah.
Where?
It's in the center.
Right in there.
So if you look at the property, it's at the
tennis courts.
Scaling is weird.
You said you've looked at the neighborhood around, okay? So, I live just down the street on Twain, but across from the Heritage Townhomes, if you've been down in that area, west of Sandhill. And our area of town seems to be ground zero. The whole east side of town seems to be ground zero for the homeless, so I can understand the apprehension of some people. But all along that corridor, you have various state and county assistance operations going on from Renaissance all the way down the street. You've got CCSD on the other side of the street. Pecos Nevada. So I don't really see actually where this is going to be a detriment to the community. I mean, we're dealing with homeless families who want to get off the street, get back into society, productive people, and take care of their children. This building will probably look better than even some of the CCSD buildings and some of the other buildings up there. Renaissance isn't doing all that well either. So I don't really have a problem with it. As far as the HOA or whatever you have, they're not subject to that. The property's not in that. This is a CP operation out on a commercial side of the property, of the street. So it would be nice if they kind of blended in to the neighborhood, if you could make sure the coloring and all that sort of thing is blending in with everything else that's around there. And I think as far as property values go, I don't see anything that would say that this is going to affect anybody's property values. I don't see anything that says it's going to have anything to do with crime. What I do see is not in my backyard. And no, we're not going to vote on not in my backyard either. So I think it might help if maybe you met with some of the neighbors that want to meet and discuss what it is your operation does. You're not talking about a lot of people at any one time as far as those that you're servicing. One of the things you brought up in your writing is that there's not going to be any off the street. There's not going to be anybody hanging around the property. This is simply to train, to take some people in, train them, give them some assistance so they can get out there and be a productive part of the community. We talk about the homeless. We talk about the homeless all the time. Why didn't somebody do something about it? These people are trying to do something about it.
I commend them.
So, you know, your communities can be, the community and our neighborhood can be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Okay, so I really don't have a problem with this. I think it's going to be a very nice looking property by the time you get it done. And I wish you the best of luck. But if those that spoke want to talk with these people, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to spend some time with you and tell you what they do and how they do it. And they're going to have security there, and they're going to have people there 24 hours. And I don't see any problem with it, really.
Did you want to say
something? I'm just proud of you guys for doing desert landscaping, because it's our favorite thing is to complain about the fact that Nevada wants you to plant beautiful, lush forest trees, and then they're like, by the way, we're in drought, so don't have watering, so your trees can die. So I'm very glad that you're doing desert smart trees so that the trees will be pretty year-round and not during our day before.
Okay. You want to say
it? No, I'm actually very proud of what you guys are doing. Just because I was involved with that trenches and home for veterans, I'm tired on me. And a lot of us struggle with a lot of things, and I'm still too bad. And I worked with an Audi
Madam Chair, if no one has anything else, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. No.
I said you can't do two times.
Aye for approval.
You only get one vote.
Motion. You only get one vote. Can't vote twice?
Yeah.
Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item number 7, WC23400020, ZC108101, TRRAC LLC, waivers of condition for a zone change requiring an intense landscape buffer per figure 30.64-12 along the west property line in conjunction with the proposed minor training facility and dormitory on 1.2 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the north side of Twain Avenue, 210 feet west of Pecos McLeod, interconnect within Paradise.
Long time no see.
I should write the right number.
Okay, Ann Johnson, Starfire Studios, 1389 West Warren Springs Road. Here to represent the applicant and the office at Las Vegas. So this is the location of the intense landscape buffer, and as we explained, due to the multiple easements that exist on this property, the variety of planting that we're not able to provide in a way that meets the intense landscape buffer requirements.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Since we pretty much had a review of why, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. And so you all, from both sides, April 19th at the Board of County Commissioners, you have an opportunity to speak again if you're still opposed or have more questions before this is approved or denied. Thank you. Okay, general business. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Hello again.
Hi there.
How are you this evening?
Michael McCall, 2487 East Hacienda, MCA, ULI, FLB. I'm here this evening about house across the street, 2504 East Hacienda, situated on the north side of Hacienda, roughly 600 feet east of the eastern. When I moved into my house in 1998, the house that I'm talking about was a frat house for UNLV from roughly 1997 to 2004. Once they left, the owner, who has never lived in Las Vegas, who has never lived in Nevada, then rented it out to a series of Section 8 tenants for about 4 years. In 2008, he left it sit empty. Within a year or so, thieves had come in, stripped out all the copper, you know, really trashed the place on the inside. It has sat that way since. We have, over the 15 years, we've had multiple people squatting in there. We've had the police called in. One of them set fire to the place. Although the owner has put a new roof on it in 5 years, 6 years ago, that's all. This building is not habitable. There are no utilities. There is nothing in it for any, you know, normal style of living. And yet, right now, there's somebody, a semi-homeless guy, living in there. Now, one of my neighbors, not me, but one of my neighbors called Metro, and they've had him out there 3 times in the past couple of weeks. Now, the last time, they wound up calling this owner, Brian Story in Palatine, Illinois, and he got on the phone with the cops, and he said, oh no, that guy's got my permission to be there. So, I realize we have a homeless problem in town. Clearly, you know, it's something we all need to address. But this is a building that is not, I'm from New York City originally. Every structure had to have a CO, a certificate of occupancy, to be considered safe. This is not a structure for somebody to live in. It is, you know, even if they're not living in good circumstances. And nobody cares, because it's not an HOA. Property rights owners are sacrosanct, and that's it. So I don't know what we do. The police are not interested. I don't know how the county gets interested, but I figured I'd ask you guys.
So I'm looking at the history of this, and we can't do a whole lot of back and forth during public comment, but so the last time we had an open case on it, it was for a abandoned building, was back in 2022, and it was closed. And it was closed because it was on. So I can open a new case up today, and then have the code enforcement go out at Metro, and I'll open another Metro just to go with them because we suspect that there's a homeless person living in there.
And yeah, and the thing is, I don't think that homeless person themselves is any problem. You know, they've been around the neighborhood for years and years, and I've seen them, and I know who the person is and all. But it's not a safe situation. If that place catches fire,
it's uninhabitable if there's no utilities or plumbing or.
So I'm happy to open up a case. A lot of times it's easier for our code enforcement to make a case when there is a person that's a complainant. Would you like to make your?
I'll be happy to make a complaint.
Okay.
10, 15 years ago, when I saw homeless people, I called Metro, and the owner has had a grudge on me ever since for calling the county in on him and making him have to fix up the place. I guess that means putting on a roof, but I don't really care.
Okay. You can go ahead and close the meeting, and then I'll take
a okay, I will visit. Thank you so much. There's another gentleman here. Would you like to make a comment also?
No, I was here with Matt. I just didn't leave it.
Oh, okay. before we close, though, Blanca, I do have something to add. The lady mentioned it earlier about the gentleman that's camped on Pecos and Flamingo. It's in front of 3360 East Flamingo. Oh, this one's a trip. I rolled my window down just to listen to his cell phone conversation today. But he set up, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like a big bed of fabric and clothes that he sits in the middle of, sits up in the whole day, and then all this junk is piled behind him.
Is it on private property?
It's on the sidewalk. So you could, there's no way anyone could walk down the sidewalk. So
that's so when that happens, it's a lot easier for us to go out and clean it up. And we'll just make sure that people don't get out there.
But the closest address to give you is 3360 East
Flamingo,
even though it's on Pecos, but it's how Renaissance Center is addressed.
But he's set up on Pecos.
But he's on the sidewalk of Pecos, not far from the Sonic that's on Pecos.
There's an alcove in the ground right there and the landscaping. I think maybe some utilities or something.
And
he's used that and then he's built out.
Built out from there, yeah. It's just amazing to see. But I just sit like, how does he sit up straight like that all day?
Okay.
So our next meeting is April 11th, 2023. Do I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. See you next time.
So I can see. Oh, I've never seen